This is Ozarks at Large. I imagine every time this happens, you can tell, but I still want to point out that I am wearing a mask, as is Zuzana Sitek. Zuzana, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Kyle?
Very good. I like to point that out because I do like to emphasize how seriously we take this in the building. When two of us are in the same room, we're 6 feet apart, we're masked, even when we pass in the hall. If we leave our studios and go into a common area, we do put on our masks.
We do. It's become a habit now. Just as soon as I leave my door, I grab my mask.
Do you find yourself sometimes putting your mask on, like at home when you don't have to, just from muscle memory?
I haven't done that, but I do sometimes end up leaving it on in my car as I'm driving.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a second, I can take this off. But I have one right in my car door so that as soon as I go anywhere, I just have it right there.
Well, the reason we are in your studio on this Wednesday is because we're going to talk about something related to mask wearing and the pandemic. The Springdale School District, the largest in Arkansas, will be shifting to remote learning the week after Thanksgiving. So that's next week. Zu, why is that?
So Springdale students have actually already spent this week off campus. The district planned ahead of time to teach students virtually this past Monday and Tuesday. And their Thanksgiving break actually started today.
So
no classes today, Thursday and Friday. Students were supposed to return to in-person learning on Monday, but now the whole district has shifted to remote learning through December 7th. Superintendent Jared Cleveland made that announcement yesterday. He says it's because of the number of staff members who are quarantined and unable to return to work after Thanksgiving. And there's just not enough substitutes to fill those roles. Springdale has about 22,000 students, and according to the Arkansas Department of Health, the district has about 130 active cases of COVID-19, but that's actually a lot more people when you consider who is quarantined after having been exposed or potentially exposed to the virus.
Now, we heard from Governor Asa Hutchinson's briefing earlier on this edition of the show about some other things. This shortage of substitutes to fill in for teachers also brought up at yesterday's weekly briefing with the governor in Little Rock. What did we learn there?
So it was brought up. Arkansas Education Secretary Johnny Key said he spoke with Superintendent Cleveland about that issue directly. Key says the point of these pivots to remote learning that so many schools around the state have already done throughout this fall is to mitigate the spread of the virus, but also to mitigate the need for substitute teachers. Mm. And he said that districts are handling these issues well on the local level.
And what their plan is in Springdale is for this week and then next week to be virtual learning days. But having their facility open for students that need to be on site. So there'd be limited numbers on site. That helps with really mitigating the need for substitutes when you have a reduced number of students on site. And then looking at their data again after next week to determine what they do for the following week. So those are all the data points, or among the data points, the staffing issues, as well as the number of students that they may have that are positive or staff that are positive. They are seeing what their needs are. They're working with their staffing companies or with their organizations that help them with substitute teachers and then making some of those operational decisions.
So that was Education Secretary Johnny Key that you just heard from there. Another reporter also asked Governor Asa Hutchinson about whether he would suggest other school districts follow Springdale's lead and go to remote learning after the holiday weekend, just as more of a precaution. The governor said the more time students can spend in the classroom, the better. So he's actually pleased that Springdale would be bringing back its students before Christmas instead of choosing virtual learning for that whole time between these two holidays. And he said he expects that across Arkansas so that schools maximize the time students spend learning in person.
All right. Finding substitutes to fill in for these roles has been an issue not just for Springdale, but for a lot of school districts, not just now, but really since classes started. Are any of these districts doing anything that, I don't know, tries to attract more people into the roles?
Yeah. So actually, earlier this month, the Rogers School Board unanimously approved a bit of a financial incentive for substitutes. So substitutes who work for a fourth day in a week will get an additional $30 above their normal daily rate, while those who work a fifth day in a week will get an extra $50. The school district pays subs who are fully certified teachers $92 a day. Non-certified subs with college degrees get $86, and those with only a high school diploma get $80. Rogers Superintendent Marlon Berry told the school board the pool of substitutes is much smaller, mostly because a lot of substitutes are of retirement age, which puts them in that category for greater complications from COVID-19 should they get it. He said in a typical year, the district is able to fill about 95% of its teacher absences on any given day. But this year, that rate is below 90%. And for its teachers and other certified staff, the school board also approved a $500 bonus as a kind of thank you for their hard work. And it's worth mentioning the Bentonville School Board is doing something similar for their employees. And this week, they approved a one-time payment for employees of 1.2% of their contract amount with a cap of $1,000.
All right. This also reminds me, Susanna, that the second episode of The New Classroom, the podcast that you host and produce about education and education during the pandemic, that can be heard right now, correct?
It can be. You can just go to the on-air tab and then go under programs and find The New Classroom podcast. And there you'll find episode 2, and it is sort of a roundup of a lot of the reporting that we've done on Ozarks at Large over the last few weeks.
You know, I haven't, it's been since the first episode dropped that I listened to the first episode. That was our reporting when classes had just started. I'm wondering, have you gone back and listened to episode 1? Has anything changed in just the few weeks between episode 1 and now?
I think the biggest thing I noticed is one comment that I've seen is that I think a lot of people thought schools would be all virtual by now.
Right.
And that has not happened. And I think that's maybe surprised a few people.
All right. Episodes 1 and 2, the most recent, can be found. You just go to KUAF.com. Finally, not related to education or school, Susanna, any plans for tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day?
Just spending it with my boyfriend and my mom, just basically the two people I've tried to sort of limit myself to. So hopefully it looks like we'll be doing it outside because
yeah,
it looks like it's going to be a nice day.
Yes.
Even though it doesn't look like it like that today.
Right. Susanna Sitek covering education and so much more for Ozarks at Large. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for your work.
Happy Thanksgiving, Kyle.